Good morning, everyone. Today is the 10th of December, 2021, Friday morning. This morning, I would like to look at the final chapter in Revelation. Because it is the final chapter in history. And it's John's conclusion of his revelation on the Isle of Patmos. Chapter 22 of Revelation, King James Version of the Bible, verse 1. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. There's been many gospel songs written about this river. I love some of them. There's one that says, "I'll meet you by the river." There's another one, "Shall we gather at the river?" Well, in the midst of the street of it and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the trees were for the healing of the nations. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. God's people are going to see the face of Christ. They are going to see his face. What a wonderful day that will be when we see our face, Savior's face, when we come to face to face with Jesus Christ. Now, he says there shall be no more curse. But the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and the servant shall serve him. And there shall be no night there, and every knee no can, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. I've heard gospel songs talking about the sun will never go down. Well, there's not going to be any sun in heaven because Jesus Christ is going to be the light. And he said unto them, "These things are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angels to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book." Well, we go on down to verse 13. "And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according to as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last." Verse 16, "I, Jesus, was sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come, and let him that heareth say, Come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." Verse 20, "He which testifies these things saith, Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus." And how does the final chapter in history that we find in the book of Revelation end? "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen." Well, this is truly a wonderful final chapter. There are some warnings there not to add to or take away from the Word of God and so on, but I like the last verse of the chapter very much. The final chapter in the book of the New Testament, 22nd chapter of Revelation, the final verse, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all, amen. Without the grace of Christ, we would be eternally lost. But because of the grace of Christ, because of his completed work on the cross, because of his paying the ransom for our sin, we have hope. Because he raised from the dead, because he's seated at the right hand of God, because he's coming again, and because the final chapter, the final verse is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. God bless.